John Busby with the Culture Bus, and joining me again is Chris Formant. I have found him to be an exceptional writer, a fascinating writer. You may remember his name from the last time he was on the show here. We talked about his novel, his debut novel, Bright Midnight. It was so well received and received so much praise, it had been dubbed the Da Vinci Code for rock and roll fans. And so when my favorite publicist company contacted me and said, I've got another Chris Formant book, I said, of course, send it my way. I had no idea what this subject would be about, and we have a great novel for you to really dive into, folks. It is called Saving Washington, The Forgotten Story of the Maryland 400 and the Battle of Brooklyn. Chris Formant is, by his own admission, a student of history. He's big time in the executive world and all that, but I get this impression that you have this burning desire and this muse inside of you that just simply says, find these great forgotten stories and tell them, let the world know about them. This is a great one. I will join the many crowds that say, I've never heard of this story. And this was right in your own backyard, wasn't it, Chris?
I hadn't, John, heard about it either. And it's so serendipitous as to how I came across this. Probably 4 or 5 years ago, I accidentally came across a one-paragraph announcement in the Baltimore Sun. I was living in Baltimore at the time, describing a wreath-laying ceremony near Prospect Park in Brooklyn, just below Brooklyn Heights. And the ceremony was honoring the heroism of a small Maryland regiment during the Revolutionary War at the Battle of Brooklyn, which we lost, the Battle of Brooklyn on August 27, 1776. And this is what grabbed me. It was captioned, "The Maryland 400 Who Saved America." And,
wow.
And I had never heard of them. I'd never heard of them. So I did what you or any of your listeners would do. I immediately Googled the Maryland 400, and this saga began. I started peeling back all the centuries of dust on this unbelievable, I thought it was unbelievable, lost moment in American history. It was rarely written about. And I think because we were so badly beaten in that battle. But up from that event, which electrified the colonies at the time, up until about 100 years after, it was described by the leading historian Thomas Field in 1869 as an hour more precious to American liberty than any other in history. And he compared it to the Spartans at Thermopylae.
Wow.
And it's been rarely mentioned since. It's just been lost. I think because we just got so badly beaten and had to retreat. But what I discovered was, if it was not for the suicide mission of the Maryland 400 against an overwhelmingly superior British war force, not only would probably about half of the Continental Army been captured or destroyed, but Washington himself would have been captured, and the revolution would have been over. And remember the date that I said, this was August 27, 1776. It was 6 weeks after the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Wow, that would have been a death blow for what the colonies wanted.
Yeah, we'd be speaking with a British accent.
Well, you know, I love the process behind something like this, where a small news clipping can then just trigger so much. And thank goodness it fell into your hands, because you have this voracious appetite for learning more and wanting to learn more. One of the sources that fascinated me was that the military records people were just incredibly helpful in this process and gave you so much great information.
Oh, yeah. They were great. And especially the Army War College, West Point, some of the historic societies. They were incredibly helpful. In fact, the foreword's written by one of the executive directors from the War College. I was just there speaking at a major reenactor event on Saturday. And,
wow.
You know, the reenactors, there were actual reenactors from the Maryland Regiment there. And they were pretty excited about it and bought some of the first copies of the book. But I have to tell you a story. I mean, when
yes.
I first went to the Army War College, this is early on when I was doing research, went there to see if they could be helpful. I started describing this situation to them. And you've got these decorated military leaders who are there, and I'm describing, none of them had heard about this except for their chief historian. And I'm telling them about the suicide mission of these 400 young men from Maryland that went up against a British force of probably 10 to 12,000, attacked them six times. It was certain death for them. Attacked them six times to give Washington and the Army enough time, to buy enough time to escape. And I said, you know, General, you know what the saddest part of this is? And he said, what, Chris? He goes, that they're scattered in unmarked graves, possibly, maybe some of the most important citizen soldiers in the history of the United States are scattered in unmarked graves under the streets of Brooklyn.
Wow.
And they got tears in their eyes, said, whatever you need. You know, so that's how we started on this.
Amazing.
On this saga.
It's an amazing journey. I need to mention, folks, Saving Washington is the name of this book. I could sit here and just rapt attention and listen to Chris describe more and more about this book. I want you to get a copy of this book. It is fascinating history, and it's the kind of history we need to know about because it is the stuff that made America. It's not these big flag-waving victories or something like that. This is what really, truly let America be America, as Chris has already told you. You can get this book, Saving Washington, The Forgotten Story of the Maryland 400 and the Battle of Brooklyn, through all the usual outlets. Go to your local independent bookseller. They should have copies on their shelves unless they're sold out. Even if they're sold out, they'll get a copy for you. By all means, do that. And of course, Chris has a website, chrisformant.com. You can go there, find out more about the wonderful things he does and has to offer you. But this is a book for anyone, not just who loves history, but loves the real meaning of history, because I want you to get into the novel aspect, because you tell this through a couple of key characters in this book, and it really brings this to vibrant life, this entire story, Chris.
Yeah, John, when I first started doing the research, and very quickly, you know, I found that there just wasn't a whole lot written. There's been a little bit more in the last couple of years, but not a whole lot written. And it was the same thing over and over again. So there wasn't, you know, we got our butts kicked at the Battle of Brooklyn, and no one really writes a lot about, you know, historic battles that we lost. They usually write about what we won. And so there just wasn't a whole lot written, and I realized I was going to have to write a historical fiction. You know, so in the same spirit of Killer Angels, you know, who some people have compared this to, I it's got, you know, most of the characters are real, the geography, the battles are real, all the spies are real, all the British military and naval officers and the same thing with the Continental Army generals and military. They're all real, but the actual characters who you follow through this are fictional. The two main characters are Joshua Bolton and Benjamin Wright, two 18, 19-year-old teenagers, but one white, one black, one free black, and it follows their saga from being happy-go-lucky teenagers to, you know, warrior patriots. And the interesting part of this is, and I had an epiphany when I was doing the research and completely changed my perspective on what to write, was I remember one day, and I was doing some work at the Army War College in Carlisle, and I remember asking the executive director, Mike Perry, I said, Mike, answer a question for me, because this has kind of perplexed me. I was always taught that we revolted, we had the revolution, because of taxes. And, you know, Boston Tea Party, all that, and it was taxes. And I said, what teenagers are going to go on a suicide mission and sacrifice their lives for taxes?
Hmm.
And he goes, you're right, it wouldn't happen. And teenagers fight the wars, you know.
Yep.
Teens, young men fight the wars. And so taxes are a rich person's problem. And he said, well, you're right. You know, the merchants underwrote the war, and because we didn't really have a standing army, so it was all the wealthy merchants that underwrote it. Because what was going on at the time and the swirl of emotions was something much more than that. So the merchants are upset about the taxes. Philosophers and lawyers were upset that this was what the English were doing was against the law. The philosophers, there's a huge movement as to self-determination and also a resurgence in what was called the virtuous citizen. You know, that if you had a corrupt government or corrupt leaders, that you were under an obligation. It's an old Athenian code in Greece, so you had an obligation to revolt. And then you had something which was much deeper than, and I'd never heard this before, and it started in New England and then trickled down the East Coast. When at that time and in those generations, they called this the New World. The New World wasn't just some geographic location across the ocean. The New World was, they compared themselves to the Israelites. They thought the New World was a New Jerusalem for them, and that they were chosen. They were God's chosen children. That this was a special land, and it was entrusted to them, and they firmly believed that. It started up in New England with the Congregationalist ministers, and came all the way down the coast. So on Saturdays and Sundays in the synagogues and the churches, it was being pounded into all the citizens and their kids and these teenage boys that this was against God's will, and that, you know, the king was corrupt. It's against God's will. They're God's children. And so the clergy and the priests and the rabbis were as much an instigator as a rabble-rouser. And so imagine you're a teenager, and this is all bombarding you. I mean, some of them would enlisted because they wanted money. Some of them enlisted because they wanted adventure. But there was a purity here to their devotion to their cause, which is really unbelievable. And the commandant of the Maryland 400, who's one of the heroes of that battle, Mordecai Gist.
Yes.
He ended up, after the Revolutionary War, he named his two children Independence and States.
Wow.
Two boys, Independence and States. So this was something that was, I mean, it was, they were, you know, you want to call them fanatical, but God bless they were, you know, but it was unbelievable. So that's what I wanted to bring out. I wanted to bring this out from the point of view of these two teenagers. The book debuted on Amazon as the number one historic novel for young adults, and I had never planned on that. You know, but I wanted it from the viewpoint of teenagers, because they fight the war. So let's try to understand why they did this.
Well, Chris, your writing has never been more brilliant. This is just a wonderful book. It is just told in a scintillating way. It's going to draw you in, folks. Saving Washington, The Forgotten Story of the Maryland 400 and the Battle of Brooklyn by Chris Forment. This is a book you need to get. You need to read. You will love reading it. I mean, it's fascinating history. America at its best. What more can I say except go to your local independent bookseller. You can go through the usual outlets, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, etc. You can get a copy. The main thing is to get a copy. Guess what? It is even on an audiobook format, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be on all the audio. You can get it through Audible, Brilliance, I mean, all of the normal channels. And I'm really excited because pre-publication, we already received a film option on it from one of Amazon's Emmy Award-winning producers. So
wow.
No guarantee it'll ever be filmed, but I think that there's something really important here, and especially, you know, in these kind of divisive political times, you know, when the purity of their devotion to liberty and freedom and what they're willing to do, it makes me embarrassed sometimes.
Well,
it's a story of real, true American heroes. America's 400 Spartans.
Yep, yours.
Darth, you know, yeah.
Yours is a story of compelling importance. It is so well-rooted in history, folks, that that is the foundation for it. But it comes to vibrant life. And as Chris has already said, it is so lifelike that we already have people thinking about making it into a film. Read the book first, by all means. Saving Washington, The Forgotten Story of the Maryland 400 and the Battle of Brooklyn by Chris Ormond. Do not miss out on this book. Chris, I am always just amazed and enthralled at whatever you write. I'm looking forward to future projects, but for right now, I am just relishing every single page, every single word in Saving Washington. Thank you for giving this to us.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me to your show again.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Yeah. Much continued success. We may have to follow up on this one because I want to find out more about the ongoing development of Saving Washington as it gets out to the masses. This is a great book.
Yeah, and one thing, John, that we're planning on after the initial promotion, you know, just the sort of standard commercial promotion, you know, I've set aside some books that we want to make available with maybe a companion piece for schools, for middle schools and history schools, because, you know, it's the kind of story that kids would get excited about.
Yep.
And you know, it could become, even though it's a historical fiction, it could become part of the curriculum.
I love that.
And the schools just don't teach much about the American Revolution. And from what I've found now, after doing my research, you know, I'm not sure it's entirely accurate. You know, and so let's try to bring some accuracy back.
Amen to that. Chris Formant, an incredible author, his latest offering, Saving Washington, The Forgotten Story of the Maryland 400 and the Battle of Brooklyn. Get your copy of Saving Washington now, folks. This is a great, great book. Chris, thanks again for your wonderful time.
Oh, thank you, John.
Take care.
Thank you.